weather warning from the White House. I'm Rich Dennison, Fox News. President Biden has warned Americans to take seriously a storm that's spreading severe cold, snow, and wind.
It's not like a snow day, you know, when you're a kid. This is serious stuff. And my team is prepared to help communities weather this, no pun intended, this storm, this freeze. And because we need to cope.
Temperatures are plunging far and fast as the storm forms ahead of a Christmas weekend. The National Weather Service says that frigid air will move through the central U.S. to the east and that wind chill advisories will affect about 135 million people in the coming days. Forecasters expect a bomb cyclone to develop near the Great Lakes. That occurs when atmospheric pressure drops quickly in a strong storm. A slight rise in the number of Americans filing for unemployment benefit last week as the labor market continues to show strength. The latest Labor Department report shows applications for jobless claims rose by 2,000 to 216,000 last week. The Senate this afternoon voting to advance a $1.7 trillion spending package to the House for final passage. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer.
A lot of hard work, a lot of compromise, but we funded the government with an aggressive investment in American families, American workers, American national defense.
That package now moves to the House, where Speaker Nancy Pelosi says she hopes it will be given final approval sometime tonight. Cryptocurrency entrepreneur Sam Bankman-Fried released from custody today on a $250 million recognizance bond. He'll live in his parents' California home while he awaits trial on charges he swindled investors and looted customer deposits on his FTX trading platform. Federal prosecutors say Bankman-Fried's bail is possible after he waived extradition. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
Revised numbers on the economy for this fall could mean even higher interest rates.
The economy held up better than expected this fall. The third quarter gross domestic product growth has been revised up to a 3.2 annual rate from 2.9. Economists were not expecting the higher reading. The Federal Reserve has been raising interest rates to fight inflation and slow down the economy. Also, the number of people filing for unemployment benefits for the first time last week rose by just 2,000 to 216,000, still historically low. The number of people continuing to receive unemployment benefits was basically unchanged at 1.67 million. Ginny Cosola, Fox News.
Taiwan says China's military continues encroaching on its airspace.
China is once more threatening Taiwan. That island democracy scrambled combat jets to warn away 39 Chinese aircraft that entered its southeastern air defense zone, officials said today. Taiwan has complained of repeated missions by the Chinese Air Force over the last 2 years. Thursday's incursion included fighters, bombers, and refueling aircraft. Three Chinese Navy ships were also detected. China, which claims Taiwan as its own, has stepped up pressure, especially in the past year, on the self-governed island to accept Beijing's rule. Taiwan's government rejects the Chinese claims and says it wants peace, but will defend itself if attacked. In London, Greg Palcon, Fox News.
India has begun randomly testing international passengers arriving at its airports for COVID-19, citing an increase in cases in neighboring China. India has reported the most COVID-19 cases in the world since the pandemic began, but confirmed infections have fallen sharply in the past few months. Cases have surged in neighboring China since it relaxed its harsh restrictions earlier this month following rare public protests. I'm Rich Dennison, and this is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. NetSuite.com/fox.